Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. Okay, yeah. So I saw a tweet with a picture of a skeleton partially buried. It's your typical archaeology looking National Geographic kind of photo.
Yeah.
And there is a round ball, it looked like, in one eye socket.
That's unusual.
And the tweet claimed that it was a 6-foot-tall priestess in Iran from 5,000 years ago. What caught my eye was the best comment down below. Do not remove the golden eye from the unnaturally large holy woman's skeleton. Please.
Seriously. So for those of you who have dug into the archive, it is February of 2022, and it's been a long 2 years.
I know. Yeah, terrible things could happen, right? Well,
yes.
Turns out they found her in 2007. So this is old news. The eye was removed, although I guess take from that what you will. Look at where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I found the paper about her in the Circle of Ancient Iranian Studies. Her skeleton was found in Burnt City. That's such a great
name.
That's
a good name.
Burnt City. It sounds very post-apocalyptic. Near Zabul, Iran. Burnt City is Iran's largest prehistoric site. But but we don't care about that, right? You want to know about the fake eye.
I'm kind of imagining Charlize Theron standing quietly in a black tank top there. But we can go on with science, too.
Oh, yes. So the female skeleton, it was a 6-foot-tall-ish woman, which was super tall for the time. This is 5,000 years ago. She was gigantic.
Because even 6-feet-tall women now are not like tons of us.
No, there's not. She was probably 28 to 32 when she died and very well off. But let's talk about the eye. So this is probably the oldest prosthetic eye that we have found. It replaced her left eye, and it was made from bitumen and animal fat. Bitumen is basically asphalt. You find it in tar sands.
Oh my.
So they shaped it, and it's not a ball. It's concave, like prosthetic eyes are now. So
really?
A cup. Yeah.
That's interesting.
And not only that, it has millimeter thin gold wire inset in it in the shape of a cornea and then veins like for the eye. And there are 8 rays coming out from the cornea, kind of like the sun.
I am pretty sure anybody she tells to do a thing probably went and did it.
Don't you think?
Yes.
This giant woman with this black eye with gold. Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's quite craftsmanship-y. That's not a good word, but you know what I mean? That's a high level of craftsmanship.
Well, that and the papers talk about how the veining is correct. And so there was a high knowledge of what the eye looked like, what it was doing, which is remarkable 5,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But here's one more cool thing. There were 2 holes in the ends of this cup that they probably hooked thread through to help hold it to her face.
Oh.
So going around her head like an eye patch would.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it was in her eye because they found cells from her eyelids. There were tiny abrasions on the eye socket and where the eye sat, where the thread would have been. So that means she wore it for many years.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's even evidence of an abscess in the orbit of the eye. They think that she had an eyelid infection from an irritation of the artificial eye.
That's understandable.
Right?
Wow. That's crazy to think about, but I wonder if it gave the perception of power and so she didn't want to not wear it.
Yeah, and it might be that that abscess was from whatever injury it was that made her lose the eye. It might be the abscess was the cause of her death. We don't really know. You can just see evidence of it on the bone. So here's the thing. The tweet said, you know, that she was a priestess. We don't know what her status was. All we know is that she was surrounded by pottery and beads. and she was wrapped in a shroud. So she was definitely someone from an upper class. Mm-hmm. She was definitely a striking person with her height and her eye. Yeah. But besides that, we just don't know anything else.
Because men probably also were not that tall 5,000 years ago.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And I did see in one paper, they hinted that perhaps she was not of Iranian descent. They weren't sure. There hadn't been any genetic testing done on the skeleton as of yet, as the, you know, the latest paper I could find from like 2014 to see if she was from some other place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know.
It's hard to imagine anyone 6 feet tall that many years ago. That's excellent.
So cool.
It would be a great movie. I don't know where the plot is, but I feel like that's a great character.
Well, we'll get Charlize on the phone and she'll make it happen.
That could be like a prequel to Old Guard.
Oh, you know, I need more of that show.
Me too.
Need more of that show.
Yes.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be one of the people she met along the road of her previous lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's what I got about prosthetic eyes from ancient history.
I think I would put a patch on. I think I'm too wimpy to stick something in that socket. I don't know.
Well, but you know, you pop that in and then the customer service is on point because people are terrified.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to put a hex on them or something. This can go one of two ways.
There's no bargaining in the marketplace. I tell you how much I'm going to pay and you say thank you. So there you go.
That would be a good life. Well, don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And you can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And of course, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored. And I feel extra grateful that I'll be doing it with two eyes.
Oh,
I feel like I should knock on wood now that I said something stupid like that.
Really? 100%. Yeah. Extra knocks.
Yes.